Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, presenting to you the Loretta Miller Show, starring Loretta Miller, and now your host, Loretta Miller.
Good evening, everyone. Today is a very, very, very heavy topic, two heavy topics. One is the NIH, which deals with human cloning. It is a government-sponsored group that actually gives grants and funding for human cloning. We're soon going to have our own Orphan Black. We're going to find children being born and then reborn, the same person over and over and over again. The experiments are going to continue on these individuals. In fact, today, individuals are being processed or cloned or made from materials that are taken during surgery, and then they're harvested for your executives, your CEOs, your congressmen, your senators, your presidents, your prime ministers. And we were told in the beginning, oh no, there is no such thing. This is not going to happen. This will never, ever, ever happen in the United States. And folks, it may not be happening in the United States, but you have companies like Johnson & Johnson, and I'm going to go over what I said last week. Johnson & Johnson cloned, took tissues out of people, and it's not just here in it wasn't just in Pennsylvania. I found out it's happening in Texas. I found that it's happening in all 50 states of the United States. They hire doctors. The doctors hire surgeons that will do the surgery. They take the tissue directly out of the patient, bring him to the doctor, who transports these tissues to either the Johnson & Johnson labs, or they are packed and shipped out to hospitals. And we have senators and congressmen. My biggest gripe is the congressman I'm running against, and he's a Republican. His name is Dennis Ross. He looks the other way because he gets money directly from Johnson & Johnson. It doesn't take much of it. You don't need to be a brain surgeon to look it up on the FEC to see who Johnson & Johnson gave money to and all the other drug companies that gave money to other, not candidates, but congressmen. I haven't received any money from Johnson & Johnson, and even if they gave them to me, I would still be on their backside going after them when I get into Congress. They had the nerve to kill people in the United States knowingly from cancer with their talcum, their baby powder. How many children got cancer from the baby powder? How many children died from the baby powder? How many children are being born today to be used as harvesting organs that they will never see life? They will never smell life. They will never be able to go outside and play and see the world, see the sun, see the stars. Smell the roses, smell the flowers, because they're just there for organs. They're only there for organs. They are not loved. They are not held. It is so upsetting that when I read more and I did more research on this and I found out there was a act that was trying to be passed in 2007, H.R. 2560, Human Cloning Prohibition Act. And you know what happened? I bet you 100 to 1 that the ones that said this is a fake situation We're the ones that are connected with Pizzagate. We'll come back in about 5 minutes. I have to wipe my eyes and catch my breath because I'm going to read to you the Human Cloning Prohibition Act that was rejected and laughed at by Congress and the Senate.
Getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fading smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the lie. Don't give in without a fight.
And I am back. Our call-in number is 929-477-2257. Our other guest call-in number is 877-665-1561. I'm outraged. I absolutely am outraged that you have people in Congress and in the Senate who knows that they're cloning, that these companies are cloning, and I'm outraged that they're taking money from these companies because they need to campaign. 110th Congress, first session. There were four Congress people who brought it forth. Two are in office, two are not in office now. They were Democrats. You know, the Demorats that you will people call. I call them, I actually call these people heroes who brought this forth. They brought this into Congress in the House of Representatives. There was Ms. Murphy, Ms. DeGroot, Mr. Murphy of Canada, Mr. Legvine, and Mr. Space, and Mr. Boda, and Mr. Carnahan introduced the bill, which was referred to a committee of the Energy and Commerce. Now, when is human life referred to Energy and Commerce? And this was actually to amend a Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to prohibit human cloning and for other purposes. Since when is human cloning a cosmetic situation or a drug situation or a food situation? Human cloning is actually a medical situation, because you need doctors to do this cloning. And I'm talking about not only medical doctors and osteopathic doctors, but scientists who have PhDs. And when you're taking human life, that's medical. And when you're dealing with human life, that's medical. It's not cosmetic, it's not food, and a human being is not drugs. This act may be cited as Human Cloning Prohibition Act of 2007. This act is the H.R. 2560. This is real, folks. In general, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act is 201 U.S.C. 301 et seq. Is amended by adding at the end of the following chapter 10, Human Cloning, Prohibition Against Human Cloning, Section 1001A. In General Assembly, it shall be unlawful for any person, 1, to perform or attempt to perform human cloning, or 2, to ship, mail, transport, or receive the product of human somatic cells nuclear transfer technology, knowing that such product is for the purpose of human cloning. We became a product, people. Everything they take out of your body now has become a product. They're not even looking at it as the possibility that this is a person, a child, part of you. If this item is cloned and it lives and it grows, that's you. That's part of you. That's your sister. That's your brother. And they're going to take your brother. They're going to take your sister because that's part of you. And they're going to use it for body parts. And can you imagine? Can you just imagine a child being killed by a scientist or a doctor, screaming at the top of its voice if it can scream, crying in severe pain, and their intestines is being removed, their lungs are being removed, their heart's being removed, their bladder is being removed, their kidneys are being removed, but according to Congress, this is not a person, this is a product. According to the drug companies, this is not a person, this is a product. Now, I don't know whether anybody listened to my cloning show. I had tissues taken out during open heart surgery, and they were cloned. I had FBI, when I went to the FBI, and I said to the FBI, I need to find this doctor who cloned me. The agent said to me, do you talk to your clone? If I could talk to my clone would not be in the hands of the drug companies because I would take that clone, my sister, my brother, or whatever, what was left of him, I would take him out. If he's alive, dead, whatever. If he's dead, I would bury him. If he was alive, I would take it and take care of him. Or her. That's me. That's part of me. And they have a right to grow up and be a human being. And they have a right to see the sky and to see the stars and to smell the roses and to have a pet. Just like your own children. Just like your own children. Would you want your child cloned? And that cloning is going to give some fat senator who drinks too much, who smokes so many cigars, and he has sclerosis of the liver, her liver or his liver, and be placed into them because he's going to pay $110,000 for the damn liver. And this is being done, again, I'm going to state where it was done for me. It was done at the University of Pennsylvania. My clones were taken there. My tissues were taken there. And there are clones. I have a few clones. According to the medical board, I have 20 clones. And according to other and this doctor went to the Mount Sinai Hospital, and he's taking tissues out of there. And you have other doctors. There's doctors in Texas. They're taking tissues out of Texas. They're being paid by Johnson & Johnson. And, of course, your surgeon's going to say, well, I didn't know anything happened. I don't know anything about that. That's not true. They're a bunch of liars. They know damn well what's going on. One of the heaviest and the biggest places for kidney transplants and heart transplants is the Cleveland Clinic, both in Cleveland, Ohio, and down in Weston, Florida. biggest transplant areas, and they get their transplants from Israel. They're sold. The people in Israel, they sell their kidneys to be for $10,000. That's Israel, in Israeli money. That's a fortune. And it's shipped to these organ donor safety deposits. And the person who gets the organ has to pay over 100, maybe 200, maybe 300. I've heard one person pay over $500,000 to get a kidney. What is it worth to you? Huh? What is it worth to you? Well, it's not worth for me to have this fat senator who drinks too much and smokes too much get my liver or get my child's liver or get my sister's liver. To me, he's not worth it. If he smokes too much, he drinks too much, let him die from the cirrhosis of the liver. He shouldn't be smoking. He shouldn't be drinking. B, definitions for the purpose of this section. One, the term human cloning means in the implant of the product of a human's somatic cell, nuclear transferred technology into a uterus or a functional equivalent of a uterus. You know what the functional thing of a uterus? You have now incubators. Incubators are your functional uterus, equivalent of a uterus. Or maybe the children that they're stealing from Pizzagate are being implanted with this functional uterus, and they're the functional uterus, and they're growing these clones. There's a show that you really should watch from the beginning. It's called Orphan Black. And I thought it was way far-fetched until I started doing research on my own cloning situation. And that is, they're almost to the T of what it has happened with my tissues. Would I do two, or did I do one? One. The term human systematic cell nuclear transfer technology means transferring the nuclear material of a human systematic cell into an egg cell from which the nuclear material has been removed or rendered inert. The term person includes a government entity. That's number three. Prohibit acts in general, section 301 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act 21 U.S.C. 331 is amended by adding the end of the following, violation section 1001A, criminal penalty. And that is supposed to be amended at the end. This is number 7 of that particular act. Notwithstanding subsection A, any person who violates section 301JJ shall be imprisoned not more than 10 years or fined accordingly with Title 18 U.S. Code or both. Do you think the drug companies want their doctors put in jail for something that they told them to do, or have the CEOs of the drug companies go into jail for thinking that they're going to make more money on your cells, your children, your brother, your sister, any child that comes from your cell that hasn't seen the sun, hasn't touched the earth, hasn't seen a flower, hasn't been treated as a real person, who hasn't been held, hasn't been loved, and they're worried about jail? It's okay for them to go kill something because it doesn't have a name, it doesn't have a mom and dad, and it doesn't have somebody that's yelling and screaming, "Her, you know, this is my child, this is my child, this is my child." Or maybe it's not their child. Maybe we should take their child, have their children become the clones. Have their children be the clones. This is not the way human life is supposed to be. Human life is people fall in love, they have a family, the children grow up, they have children. You love these kids. You give them a chance to live their lives, not put them in a jail, not put them in a terrorizing jail, a jail that's going to be total torture until they die, until their cells stop working totally. $10 million. That's the fine. $10 million. It shouldn't be $10 million. It should be 10 million years of jail. We're talking about human beings, and this was laughed at by Democrats and Republicans. They were, the people who presented this decided, oh, the people who, I should say, were in the committees decided, oh, we're going to throw this in with the drug and FDC, Federal Drug.
FDA.
No, it's a Federal Drug and Cosmetic Act. This is a cosmetic situation. And this was just thrown out there without any consideration that human life is important. However, everybody who hates the UN, okay, we all hear about how lousy the UN is. This was presented June 5th, 2007. The UN passed a regulation declaring human cloning illegal. Human cloning illegal by the countries, all the other countries in the world, excepting the United States. The United States voted against it because the drug companies pushed the fact that the United States was a big drug producing company, and they need the drug dealers, which I call the drug companies, or drug dealers, needed to keep the people hooked on whatever they're hooked on. This was voted, and the vote was 84 in favor, 34 against, and the United States was part of that, and 37 abstained. And this was to declare member states were also called on to protect human life in the application of life science and to prohibit the application of genetic engineering techniques that may be contrary to human dignity, to prevent the exploration of women in the application of life science and to adopt and implement natural legislations in that is in connection. I'm asking you a question, people, folks. Do you think our congressmen and senators understand this? Do they think they know what they're doing? Do you think they really care about you? I know Congressman Ross doesn't. I know for a fact he doesn't, because if he did, he would re-bring this bill up, and this would be the first thing on his desk, and he would be shouting and hollering and screaming, "I want to stop this. I've had enough of this. We're not going to take it anymore," and just open the window and scream, "We're not taking this anymore." Well, I'm not taking this anymore, and I don't think you should. And you have a right to have your children, your brothers, your sisters grow up to be human beings, decent human beings, in a decent environment. Folks, I would like your opinion on this. Do you think that children should be used as clones? We have our chat room open. You can call in. It's 929-477-2275. And our other number is 877-665-1561. I know we have a few people that you have on here. Are they only for listening into the show, or they want to talk? Mark?
They're just listening, and I have a whole load of people in the chat room that are just sitting in there listening, it looks like.
Really?
Well,
we're going to take a break, folks, and we're going to continue on the subject. I would like you to express yourself. I mean, this is your country. This is your lives. These are the people that are against you. It's Congress. Maybe there's a handful that aren't, and that are both Democrats and Republicans. You can't label people just because they're part of a party. You have to look at them and see what they are, who they stand for, and how much they care, and what good they have done for you as a human being. Now, Congress is playing games with the health care. Oh, we're going to give you this, and we're going to give you that. Let's take a look at the health care that they're trying to pass and see if it includes they take tissues out of you for cloning. Can we come back in about 2 minutes?
I think it's 3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Oh, okay. 3 minutes and 45 seconds. I'll be back, and I hope you call in those that want to talk, and let's hear what you have to say. Thank you.
Again, our guest call-in number is area code 929-477-2275 or 877-665-1561.
Yeah.
money, 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 money. That's what we're inspired by, money, with this cloning. Children are one of the highest commodities that are out there. Let's talk about the NIH. I'm sure everybody wants to hear about the government funding. NIH stands for National Institute of Health, which is a partner of the government. It's government grant funding. And according to their homepage, it states, do you know that the NIH is the largest public funder of biomedical research in the world, investing more than $32 billion a year to enhance life and reduce illness and disability? Question mark. People, that's your money. That's tax money. Your money is going to these doctors to have labs to experiment on you. I mean, I wouldn't want a doctor, or I had it already, but if it was in my ability to stop him, I wouldn't have wanted him to do his research on my tissues. Every time you go in for any kind of surgery, whether it's dental or it could be thyroid problems or even your blood testing, they're taking that. There's a portion of that that's taken out of the lab and sent to these NIH labs that are funded by you, that are help places or drug companies like Johnson & Johnson, Ciber Geigy, Merck, Lilly, Pfizer. I can go on and on and on and tell you a list of places. They have university laboratories where they hire these doctors. They give them a lot of money not to think about what they're doing, because the money thinks first before what their actions are. Their hypocritical oath, or whatever it's called, Hippocratic oath, which actually it's hypocritical oath. I was right in the beginning. Does not exist anymore, because they're a bunch of hypocrites. They're going to go and experiment on you whether you like it or you don't. The NIH-funded research has led to breakthroughs and new treatments, helping people live longer, healthier lives, and building the research foundation that drives discovery. Gee, that sounds just like a typical political statement, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
A political typical statement. Now, let's see where they have on here. They talk about the grants. Oh, yes, loan repayments, which is never repaid, for educational research. That's never paid. They go for the grants. They don't have to pay for it, and they don't have to report or say what they use the grant money for. This is so typical. Now, I'm just wondering, where are these institutions? Who are these institutions? Where do they exist? Have you ever heard of this? I've never heard of it. And I am going into their institution situation, and, oh, they say they're cancer research. Okay, let's go on. Cancer research, they have AIDS research, eye research, heart, lung, blood institutions. Well, I guess that's where they took my tissues from my heart to reproduce a human being to have them regenerate and give me and have clones. National Human Geometric Research Institution, which doesn't say much about anything. It talks about human biology and improving human health. National Institute of Aging. Does that mean you're not going to die from being old? Age-related diseases and disabilities that they're going to cure? No. Biomedical social behavior that they're going to attack? No, I don't think it's going to work. Alcohol abuse and alcoholism. So they're going after the people that drink. There's your liver transfers. And what they're going to do is reproduce your liver or take your liver away from you. Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So don't sneeze, people. National Institute of Arthritis and Muscular and Skin Diseases. Don't get a zit. Or they're going to take you in and they're going to scrape that zit out and reproduce another person from that zit. And majority of your zits are actual little worms that are on the skin that are inside your body. The whiteheads, if you ever squeeze out the whiteheads, get a microscope and take a look. What you have is a Demodex worm that's from that whitehead. Blackheads, that's from your dirt that you produce. National Institute of Biometrical Imaging and Biometrical Engineering. There goes your reproduction of human clones. That just right in there. That's the institute. Okay, then we go into the National Institute of Child Health and Human Developing, which research on fertility, pregnancy, growth, development, and medical rehabilitation, which strives to ensure that every child is born healthy and wanted and grows up free from disease and disability. But they don't tell you about the child that was used for this to be experimented on. Then they have the dental cranial facial research. You have the deafness research and other communications. You have the Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease. Oh, it's awfully funny that Israel is one of the biggest kidney developers, and they remove kidneys on order of a court order so that they can pay their attorneys or they can pay the courts for the fact that every time that a music. Are you in music? Oh. That every time a person goes into court, they have to pay the court for going into court. It's not a free court like in the United States. So the judge orders them to have their kidneys removed, and the kidney is shipped to the United States or throughout Europe and to one of these fat politicians who drink too much, smoke too much, and have sclerosis of the liver or they're diabetic. They tried to experiment with me with diabetes, and here I had Hashimoto, which mimics diabetes, but the doctors didn't care because what they gave me was pancreatitis while I was in the hospital with my open heart surgery the second time, and so I became allergic to the insulin. They did a job on me. Drug abuse. Oh, that's another one. Drug abuse. In Israel and in other countries, and some places in the United States, depending upon what institution your child is brought to. They'll use Ritalin on your children, and they'll watch the child with the Ritalin or other an experimental drug, and they'll watch the child to see the reaction of the child. And it's not recorded because these are wards of the court. Nobody knows about it. Nobody cares about it. You have companies like SOS Children's Villages that are doing this daily, and no one even talks about it. You know why? Because it's unknown. It's unknown. It's not in the press. Nobody cares. I do. Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. Well, that's not here nor there, because if you're not going to have people living, you won't need the health sciences for the environment. National Institute of General Medicine Science. That's everything else that is out there that no one gives a damn about. Molecular and cellular tissues, that's what they do. They remove them during the surgery. The whole organs, populations, institution, these are research where they grow these actual tissue samples. National Institute of Mental Health, well, after they throw you into one of these child villages for years and don't allow you to go home, even though your parents are fine, and the social workers are saying, no, not that, we want to keep them out of there. Meanwhile, they're getting money back from these drug companies, and because they're experimenting with them on their on new drugs that they can watch while they're under the care as a ward and under the care of the caseworker. This is the law that was changed in Florida. And the same thing goes with the elderly that go under the, not just the ward, but they also have a guardian, and they experiment with them with drugs with the elderly, and they watch them And after a while, they kill them off with the drugs because they keep giving them more and more and more, and see how much it will take to kill them. Let's see. Institute on Minority Health. There is no difference. If I cut myself, I'm going to bleed red. If a black person cuts themselves, they're going to bleed red. There is no real minority when it comes to blood. There may be some forms of diseases like sickle cell anemia, but a lot of people who live in the Middle East and in Africa have sickle cell anemia, whether they're white or they're black. It's just something that is in that particular region. Or you have Tay-Sachs, which comes from being inbred too much, and therefore the child... And it's a European inbreeding, so it's mostly in the Hasidic Jewish cartel, as they call it, and you have to check to see if they have sickle cell anemia. The Institute of Neurological Disorders and Strokes, well, after you find out that you've been experimented, well, of course you're going to have a stroke and scream and yell and holler, and they want to experiment to see how far that they have gone and cause you to have neurological disorders and strokes. And half of the Bell's palsy is from the impurities that are in the in the world that affects the nerves. It's not something that people had years ago. You never heard of Bell's palsy. You never heard of what is that? That other disease that they just came out with, the one that causes traumas, and they curse.
Tourette's.
You never heard of Tourette's until just recently, and you never heard of chronic fatigue syndrome until just recently. It probably has to do with what you're eating and all the chemicals and compounds that you're eating, the prepared food. Of course, we want the nursing research, where they strap you down and they give you injections because you're saying, I want to have a second opinion. So they support that. And then you have the Library of Medicine where they hide everything. You never get to see it because it's locked up. And if you want to see it, if you do research on it, you have to pay money to go take a look at the abstracts. And then after you get the abstracts, and it says you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, or you should have taken this out and this is what causes that, the doctor says, oh, no, that never happens. So we learned quite a bit about the centers and what they do and how they do things. And this is right on the net. And if you want to do your research on it, because you can do your research. I mean, it doesn't take much to do your research on this. But this was also included in the bill I handed to Mr. Ross. Mr. Dennis Ross was to stop all of this funding going to these doctors that have laboratories that do surgery that really want to kill you. Well, they don't want to kill you. They just want your tissues and your organs and kill whatever you give off from the tissues and the organs. So we're going to go to break. Since you heard all about this, and we'll probably come back with this in the future. I'm going to do some more research on this, and we're going to talk about the banks, and I'm going to play the message or the conversation I had with one of the bankers. Thank you. And I am back. I want to play something for you. This is a conversation I had with a bank. And I want you to see how businesslike the banks are and how they handle people on the telephone. And this is my... This is waiting on hold. We're kind of waiting on hold at this point.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Cindy speaking. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I had just called a few minutes ago, and I was transferred to a person by the name of Whitney, who hung up on me.
You're the radio host, correct?
Yes, I am, and I want to talk to her again because now I'm recording her because what she said to me was incorrect, and she has to give me the name of a law that and the law that has to deal with banks that are refusing to give back the overcharges or the excessive overcharges on overdrafts. Now, I want to know that law. I have a right to know that law, and everybody has a right to know that law. And if you can't give me that in the law, then therefore I think that there should be another lawsuit against you, and should be a class action lawsuit. And I'm going to state that online.
All right, so just bear with me just about 2 minutes, and I will place you on a brief hold, and I will transfer you over to my supervisor, okay?
Thank you. If you can transfer me to someone other than Whitney, because Whitney refuses to answer.
All right, I will definitely do that. Bear with me just 2 to 3 minutes, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I just want everyone to know I still have you on, and this is one of the long holds that I went on.
Hey, this is Matt. Can I please have your full name?
My name is Leia Lack. I'm a radio hostess on I'm Listening America.
Okay.
Now, a person had called in to me about a law that your bank had stated to him on overdraft, that according to your banker or your tellers, that there is a law, a federal law, that states that they don't have to give or they don't have to remove overdraft fees. I want to know that law.
Is he calling on behalf of a customer about that?
No, I'm calling on behalf of my radio show now that I want to find out about the law. I am a political analysis, and I talk about politics, and I talk about business. Now, I want to know the law. In fact, wait, before you go on, this call is being recorded, and it will be played on the radio. And so you give me the law. I want the name of the law.
I will send it to our office, and they will give you a call back about this if you want to discuss it on the radio.
No. I want to discuss it because it was told by somebody in your call center about this law. Now, if you know there is a law out there that states that you cannot give back overdraft money, then what law is it? I'm not interested in someone else calling me back. I'm interested in what law you have quoted them. Now, I want to know it because I have a bank account, not with you. I have a bank account with another company, but it's not with you, and they're not the ones that are listed on this on an overdraft lawsuit that was presented. Your bank has been.
So that's something that you'll have to speak with the Office of the Chairman. From here, I'm going to give you information. They will give you a call back. What is the best number to call you?
The best number you want to call me on would be my number that I'm running for office. In fact, I'm running for U.S. Congresswoman.
Sure. Can I have that number, please?
Yeah. You can have that number. It's area code 352-321-7213. And when will this person be calling me?
I will ask them to call you as soon as possible.
Well, my show is on tomorrow, and I'm going to be discussing this tomorrow, and this is going to be, your voice is going to be on the air that you said I'm supposed to be getting a call back. And when he calls, or she calls, I will have his recorded information on the air, and that will be discussed also. Now, how come you can quote laws and you don't know the law that you're supposed to be quoting? Why is it that you can quote something that it does not exist? Because I looked it up, and there is no such law that exists that you claimed that this person had, that you don't have to give back an overdraft fee. You don't have to extend courtesy to someone who has been your customer for quite a while. And you don't have to do that.
I'll have to look it up first to discuss that customer's account and the case. To see what is going on that customer's account.
Uh-huh.
Customer's not on the phone. I will not be able to discuss anything.
And give me a telephone number where he can reach you to discuss this account.
Sure. They can call the number on the back of their card.
No. He wants to talk to you.
I understand. That's something I will provide directly to the customer, okay?
What did you just say? I don't understand what you talked too fast.
Directly to the customer.
What?
Needed. If needed, we will provide it directly to the customer. So
and what is your name so he can call
back?
What is your full name? Because you asked me for my full name. What is your full name and what is your customer and what is your employee number that he can ask for you?
We do not provide our employee ID number for the security purposes. But we can't provide you.
If he called you on the telephone, you're not going to provide him his security number and a last name. Is that correct? You hear this, folks, what they're pulling?
I would say so, yeah. But it sounds like to me that they didn't even ask you to hold on. They just put you on hold without saying, please hold.
I'm going to talk while this is playing. What they did was they put me on a 3-minute hold, maybe 5-minute hold. They don't know anything about the Pew Charity Act. They have no idea what that is. The Pew Charity Act is for people or for accounts that have been overdrawn, And the bank cannot, let me make it very clear, the bank cannot charge you twice on the same overdraft. And let me see if they're, I think this is, yeah, this is still on hold. The bank cannot charge you twice, three times, four times on the same overdraft, the same $35 that they're planning to charge you. And this has to be removed. And there were cases, there were lawsuits. And this bank, this particular bank, this is Citizens Bank. Their headquarters, I believe, is in Rhode Island. But the mother bank of them is the Royal Bank of Scotland. And it's not an American bank. They changed the name to make it sound like an American bank, but it's not an American bank. It's a foreign bank, and I think everyone who has their accounts with them should draw their accounts out. In fact, let's close the bank. Everybody withdraw their accounts because of these overcharges. Also, there is a law that you have to look up. It's called the grandfather clause. Just because a bank changes its policy doesn't necessarily mean that you want to agree with their policy. You're grandfathered into every single policy you're grandfathered into every single change. You're grandfathered into the original time that you signed up because you did not agree to sign up with them on another policy that they decide to make. Out of the clear, out of the blue, if they decide that they're going to charge you for three of your children that they're going to take, and your toenails and your fingernails, you can refuse that. This is not part of their. They cannot add things on and keep adding things on. We have to stop. And this bank, this particular bank, never paid back the government on the loans that were given to them during the in the beginning of the year when Obama got in and gave them the various what do they call those loans, Mark? The loans that the government gave them.
The payback loans.
What they did with the pay, with this particular company did was the president of the company went and bought himself a new car and went on a vacation and gave himself a raise along with the other people that were in this. So we're still on hold, and it's already been 4 minutes. This is unacceptable. They're probably trying to figure out what they're going to say to me, who the nastiest person is in the group that's going to talk to me. If you can hear, I'm still on their on hold music, which really sucks. It's not even pleasant. It's really an obnoxious form of music, and everyone here has to get together and stop this. In fact, if a bank does this to you, you have to pull your money out of that bank and picket that bank and tell people not to use that bank, boycott it, do everything you can to close these banks down. It's not the federal government. It's not the Federal Reserve that's doing it. They have to answer to the Federal Reserve. You have to file a complaint with the Federal Reserve to investigate these banks. It has nothing to do with the Federal Reserve of what these banks are doing. It's the Federal Reserve job to regulate these banks. Am I correct? Here we go.
Meanwhile, I'm putting dishes away.
Yeah, I started putting dishes away. Listen.
And they're not answering the phone. Hoping that I would hang up.
Everybody's got something to do.
So you can imagine, I started doing housework, holding the telephone, holding a recorder, waiting for them to get back on the phone, and they're not back on the phone. So far, it has been 6 minutes that I was on hold. 6 minutes on hold. That's a lot of time. It's very unprofessional, extremely unprofessional, to be on hold for 6 minutes. And she didn't even tell me that I was being transferred to someone else. She didn't tell me who I was being transferred to, where I was being transferred to. This has to be exposed, and that's exactly what I'm doing. You can hear I'm still on speaker. I'm still on hold with them. I have not turned off my my recorder, and this is what a good investigative reporter does. They investigate, and I will be a good congresswoman because I investigate. I am Loretta Miller. I'm running for Congress, District 15 of Florida. Remember me. Go to my website. Donate money to my website because this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to stop this. This has to be stopped. And I'm going to have the best people in my office to investigate all of this. And I will bring these people into Congress. In fact, the majority of the congressmen get money directly from Citizens Bank. They get directly from the Royal Bank of Scotland. They're getting foreign money from these banks. You have other banks like PNC that's giving them money. They were another bank that got sued for this. Bank of America has a bad reputation. They stopped doing it, period, because of what they were sued so many times. It paid them to stop doing this. What other banks is it that's out there? Chase just got sued again. You know, these are banks that we have to stop. We have to investigate. And you have to look at each person who gets money from these banks who are your representative and throw them the hell out, because the banks are running your Congress, not you. The people aren't running it. The banks are running it. And this is how people are spoken to from these banks. I think we're going to be going on to the conversation very shortly. It's now a good 8 minutes that I have been on hold. A good 8 minutes. So this is the reason why I'm holding the conversation now. I have 9 minutes to go. I hope they answer the phone before the show is over. If not, in fact, what I'm going to do is go and extend the show a little. Mark, can you know how to extend this? No, you don't know how to do it. Okay, you go into information. You have to get out of the studio and go into episode and just extend it maybe 20 more minutes. 24. You're going for it? Okay. We're going to try to extend this show a little bit longer so you can hear this. I didn't realize that this was this long. This is ridiculous. You can hear it. I'm still on hold. And we need to stop. Did you extend it yet? We're going to see if we can try to extend the show just a little bit so you can hear this piece of garbage talk to me. We're working on it. We're working on it, people. And are we extended? I'm holding on. I'm keeping my pants on. I'm holding on. My big balls are coming out right now. And this is what you're going to have from me. I will go after these people. I will be their worst nightmare. They may even put whatchamacallit on my life. You can't do it, so I'm going to see if I'm going to try and push this forward. Trying to get this at the end of the conversation. Here we go.
From our social media department or office of the chairman.
What is your name?
It's someone that they
what
can
is your name?
Secure.
What is your name?
My name is Jeanette. It's Jennet. That's the only thing I could provide you over the phone.
Okay, you didn't tell me you were putting me.
They will be able to use it.
You, ma'am, you're over talking me.
Uh-huh.
You're not giving me a chance to speak. Like I said, this is being recorded, and it's going to be put on online and on my radio show. And my radio show goes viral all over. I have over 2-3 million people listening to my show when I produce it. And then it goes on YouTube. It will be all over YouTube, ma'am. Now, I want to know. You told this person there is a law. I want to know what the law is, because according to the various lawsuits that were presented just recently as a class action lawsuit against your bank, you had to pay back fees that were excessive bank fees that were not charged. In fact, the court state the opposite of what you told him, that you don't have to remove the overcharges. No, that's not what the court state. The court state you have to remove the overcharges. You're entitled to one overcharge, not to 4, 5, 6 other overcharges. That's the law, ma'am.
That's about our social media department. We do not.
I don't care about your social media department, because your social media department is going to give me a whole bunch of baloney. Your area, your teller area, your telephone, your answering service here stated to him that there is a law. Now, if there is a law, you have to be able to quote that law. I want to know the name and the number of the law, what federal law you are following, because I can't find that federal law.
I understand. And I'm not from the legal department. That's why I...
No. You are given this information, and it should be on your script.
Okay, 1 minute.
It should be on your script.
Not, I'll ask them to give
it should be on your script. There is something called the Pew Charter Trust, which outlines the way you're supposed to handle overdraft.
I'm going to stop this. I'm going to play it for you, the rest of this next week. In fact, I may start off with this in the beginning of next week, so you can hear the entire statement. At the end, the woman says to me, this teller says to me, "Does your audience know the way you speak to people?" Well, my audience loves the way I speak to people, because I'm on your side, not their side. I will work for you, not for them. I will work for the people, not the big business, not the big banks. You are my people. And that's the way it's going to be. And if the big banks don't like it, that's too bad. You are my people. My name is Loretta Miller. I am running for Congress against Dennis Ross in Florida, District 15. You want me in there, who is a strong candidate that will stand up for you people, or you want someone who wants to just collect the money, have a good time, go out and drink a lot, and maybe take your child's liver away that is your clone? The poor child, the poor little baby that will never see the stars, the earth, smell roses, even laugh, even have the feeling of being loved. But you have a man like him sitting in office who has done absolutely nothing but talk. It's disgusting, folks. It absolutely is disgusting. So I'm going to sign off. This is Loretta Miller. Next week will be a continuation of the lies of Citizens Bank and the lies of other big banks. Thank you very much, and my my associate will be on.
Tune in next week, same Loretta time, same Loretta channel for I'm Listening with Loretta Miller. We'll be right back.